The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message. Someone's knocking at the door.
You know, we have been, the last 2 weeks, our meditation has been on the faith that Jesus, our Lord, talked about, Mark 9:23. The father of the epileptic said, if you can do anything, please have compassion and do what? Help us. And Jesus said, oh no, it's not about me. If you can believe, all things are what? Possible. Now, when we talk about a righteous Nigeria, do you know that many people are giggling? Say, in this place. When the police, will it include police? Will it include custom? You know, there are many people who are giggling. As far as they are concerned, it is a very big joke to have a righteous Nigeria that will be an inspiration to the world. They say, is such a thing possible? And that's why we're on this subject again. If you can believe, all things are what? Possible. Yes. If you can believe, all things are possible. And why is that so? Because when God gives a prophecy, he already has the plan how it will happen. That's why in the first service, we looked at the prophecy on King Cyrus. When God gave that prophecy 100 years before it happened, he already had the plan. And at the appointed time, Cyrus came on the throne, and everything God said about him became a reality. Can somebody say amen to that? So, what we are about to do now is to say to ourselves, how did our Lord Jesus Christ do it? I want to tell you that when I began to study success, you know, everybody wants to be successful in their lives. And I began to study success. The Lord took me to the Bible. He said, look at him. He was born by poor parents. He came to change the world, the whole world. But he was born by poor parents. How do we know they were poor? When they brought offering, they say when you have baby, you should bring a goat. Okay? Or a lamb. But if you are poor, bring a pigeon. Abi? Yes. What did Mary and Joseph bring? Pigeon. So they told us without telling us that they were poor. Yes. So Jesus was born by poor parents. Now, he grew up in obscurity. You know, if he is in Nigeria, it's like saying somebody grew up in Ibarapa local government. How many of you know where that is? Ibarapa local government. Yes. But they call it in the backyards of nowhere. He grew up in Nazareth. If he had grown up in Jerusalem, you say, he grew up in a city, that's why. He grew up in Nazareth, in the backyard. And what was he doing there? He was not a local government chairman. He was not a councilor. He was not a community leader. He was a carpenter. You know, have you been to a village carpenter's shed? You know? So they're just bringing chairs for him, bringing copy. That chair you knock here last week, you don't fall apart again. You know? That is the type of life he was living. A carpenter in Nazareth, backyard, nowhere, nobody knows him. And yet he was going to change the world. Wow. Okay, so now he has started to preach. He did not go to the University of Lagos. to recruit disciples. He did not go to the University of Ibadan. He did not go to the University of Nsukka. Where did he recruit? In Waterside. He went to recruit people from Waterside. You know? He said, what type of program is this? They are recruiting people to change the world. You didn't go to university. You didn't go to colleges of technology and polytechnic. He went to Okitipupa Waterside. And you recruited people from there. Now, do you know the most amazing thing? He taught them for 3.5 years only. You know, he didn't teach them for long. Only 3.5 years. One of them betrayed him. So he, out of the 12 people, only 11 were left. But do you know what he did? When he was leaving, he called those 11 people from Okitipupa Waterside. Okay, he called them and said, go into all the world. Japan, China, Russia, Canada, America, Argentina. Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. That's why the preacher said that when Jesus got to heaven, one angel said, Oga, you don't finish. He said, yes. You finish the whole work. He said, yes. The whole world will now be saved. He said, yes. Okay. How many people did you leave behind? Say, 11. Where are they? Do they have degree? No, they don't have degree. Did they go to school? No, they didn't go to school. Will they do the work? Yes, they will do the work. That's the difference. That's the difference. Why did they succeed? Why did they succeed? Because what he did for them was to teach them the principles of the kingdom. How a man, one man, can follow God. And with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Yes! And it's the same thing. A Nigeria that will be at the center of righteousness in the world. And you and I are looking. Doctor, when you finish, you will go to your house. And things will continue as you. Yes, that's the way many people are feeling. You know, how will they stop collecting? Police, stop collecting money. Just let you pass like that. Doctor, it's not possible. Yes, that's the way many people are feeling. I say, but before God will give you that word of prophecy, he already has the plan. And all you and I need to do is to key into it. That believe that this thing is what? Possible. Yes. You have to believe that a righteous Nigeria is possible. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. Because when you believe it, then you can kneel down and say, Lord, you promised us a righteous Nigeria. Let the program begin. Yes, that's what faith is all about. Let the program begin. Let the program begin. Now, let us look at how our Lord Jesus Christ did his own work. So come with me. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Verse 1, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. And when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live by bread alone. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Verse 9, then the devil took him to Jerusalem, placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Verse 12, Jesus answered him, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus, verse 14, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. Verse 16, when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Shabbat day, and as was his custom, he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to every captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue was fixed on him. Verse 21. Then he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Yes! That's how Jesus began his own walk. Okay? And at the end, he accomplished his mission. So, if you and I want to know how a righteous Nigeria can emerge, that's where we go to. How did he do it? How did he do his own? How can I bring righteousness to my world, to my generation? Our Lord Jesus Christ said on the cross of Calvary in John 19, it is finished. Yes. He knew when the work began. He knew when it what? Finished. Yes. He knew that he had put in place in through the Spirit everything required to change the world from sinners to saints. Can somebody say amen to that? I want you to look at the record of his visit to his hometown. Matthew 13:53 says, when Jesus finished teaching with these stories, he left there. He went to his hometown and taught the people in the synagogue, and they were amazed. They said, where did this man get this wisdom and the power to do miracles? He is just the son of a carpenter. His mother is Mary. And his brothers are James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. We know them. And all his sisters are here with us. Where then does this man get all these things? So the people were upset with Jesus. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his hometown and in his own home. So he did not do many miracles there because they had no faith. Okay, our Lord Jesus Christ, he came from what we call obscurity. His village people knew him, but they knew him as an ordinary carpenter. Yes, but he didn't stop God from pouring his Spirit into his life. No. And the moment the Spirit came, everything changed. You know, and that's why Matthew tells us that when he got to baptism in Matthew chapter 3. Now, here is what happened. Baptism is for repentance. Baptism is to wash away sin. So John says to him, you don't need baptism because you don't have any sin to wash. Yes, you don't have any sin to wash. But Jesus said to him, to John, let it be so, because we must fulfill all righteousness. What is the meaning of that? If God says that this is the way it should be, then it must be so. Put that back in your mind. If you want to be a part of this move to bring the power of God to Nigeria, if this is what God wants, then it must be so. It must be so. That's how Jesus did the work. He said, suffice it to be so. Let us fulfill everything that God wants so that there will be no hindrance to the release of power into our lives. So, what happened after that? The Bible says, John then agreed and baptized him. And as soon as he was coming out of the water, what happened? The Bible says the heavens what? Opened. And the Spirit of God came down upon him. And a voice from heaven, the Father spoke, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am what? Well pleased. Now, I want to ask you a question. What was God endorsing when he made that statement? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Was he endorsing Jesus the Messiah? No. He has not shown that he's the Messiah. Was he endorsing Jesus the preacher? No. He hadn't started preaching. So what was God endorsing? He was endorsing Jesus the carpenter. Yes. That's what he must endorse first. Mary, the housewife. Mary, the doctor. Mary, the nurse. Mary, John, the engineer. Mary, the engineer. That's what he wants to endorse. That's what he wants to endorse. Because once he endorses that, the anointing will come down. If you and I cannot be doctor, engineer, trader, mechanic, that God can endorse, then the power won't come down. The power won't come down. You have to look at how Jesus did the work. He did carpentry in Nazareth. He served the people with integrity so that when it came to empowerment, God said, this is my beloved Son. I am satisfied with his life. Not with his life as the Messiah. Not with his life as a preacher. No, his life as a carpenter. That's what God wants to endorse on in your life. Oh, this is my beloved Son. I'm well pleased with him. But you're just a student, you know, in the university. You didn't join them in the jam magic. Okay. You didn't join them, you know, in cheating in the exams. That's what he wants to endorse. That's what he wants to endorse. You know, you're selling in the market. You didn't join them in buying all kinds of stolen goods. No, that's what he wants to endorse. Brethren, that's how the anointing comes. He will endorse where you are so that the power can come. When he endorsed where Jesus was as a carpenter, the power came down. So, if you and I, if God cannot endorse us where we are, the power won't come. That's the tragedy. And everybody needs to get that. You need to take that message everywhere you go. Say to believers, can God endorse you where you are? You know? You go to so many places. People, a gentleman, he's supposed to be a Christian. He told me that. He was working as a big man in the ministry in one of the states. He told me, he said, contract is times three. Times three. That's how they award contract. He said, one third is for the work. One third is for the people who approved it. Then the other third is for me. You see now? That is it. And he's coming to church. You know, God has to endorse what you are doing. Otherwise, the anointing won't come down. Let us get it. There's no magic to Christianity. If God cannot endorse you where you are, then it's not going to work. Okay? So God endorsed him. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Okay, let us follow it. What is the next chapter? The devil now turns up. Is he really your beloved son? Oh yeah, let's go and test him. Let us go and test him. And what did God say? Be my what? Guest. I will bring him for you. The Bible said the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be what? Tempted by the devil. Okay? He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible said after that he was what? What was he? Oh, have you slept? He was hungry. Now, I want you to watch that. Temptation is going to come in the area of your need. You see? That's why they're going to come. He was hungry. You know? And then the devil said, okay, if you be the Son of God, command the stone to become what? Bread. Command the stone to become bread. Now, the problem is not with the bread. Okay? The problem is not with the bread. He needed the bread. So, what is the problem then? How to produce the bread? That's the problem. Okay? The problem is not, the temptation is with bread. He needed bread. There's no problem with the bread, but how do you produce it? The devil is saying, Shebi, you have power now. Do like this. Bread will appear. Yes. Yes. So you see, the temptation is not about the need or what you need. No, it's how to produce it. You know? How to produce it. And Jesus said, the fact that I am hungry does not mean I should abuse power and use it for the wrong reason. Yes! That's what it is. You know? So I need money. I need money. You know, I was working in a place on youth call. One man stole 900 naira in those days. They went to him. He said, what happened? They discovered that he was paying every receipt two times. One he would pay to the person who supplied. The other one he would pay to himself. They say, why? He said, I want to go and pilgrimage. I want to go and pilgrimage. That is it. So the problem is not that he wants to go on pilgrimage. The problem is how to get the money. You cannot abuse the office. You cannot abuse the system. You cannot use a wrong approach to get it. Yes, believe God to get it, but don't do something wrong. That is the lesson of the temptation. You know, believe God. Believe God. Okay, when the devil saw that didn't work, okay, do you know where he went next? Ambition. He went to ambition. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Shebi, you are just doing a foot run now. Foot run. When I finish with you, you will be having private jet. And it's in my power. It's in my power to do it. You know, they've given me all these kingdoms of the world and the riches. I can just open it up and you'll get everything. You start flying private jet. But there is one thing you must do. You must bow down and worship me. The same thing again. Okay? There's nothing wrong with the ambition to be successful, to be rich, to be powerful, to be famous. There's nothing wrong. But how? How? How should we do it? The devil say, oh yeah, let us work together. Jesus said, no. No. Do you know that even pastors are doing that? They say they go to Mami Water, they go to Ekwe Waterside, you know. You know, some of them cannot go to evangelism in Ekwe. When they go there, Babalawo will come out. Wawo, rewa wambeo. Yes. I went to Ibadan to preach. The pastor came and told me, he said, last Sunday, one pastor's wife, he came here. You know, he was crying. He came here. He said he was looking for money in the husband's pocket. He brought out, is it Tiro or Tira? He said, ah, that Afa used to give people. He said, he saw it in his pocket. You see, the pastor's wife, that is what is happening. That is what the temptation that the devil gave to Jesus. He said, you want to be famous, you want to be rich, you want to be prosperous. Hey, we can work together and you will be. You know, we can work together. And Jesus says, I want to be famous, I want to be rich, I want to be successful. But not like that now. Uh-uh. If God cannot bring it, let it stay there. That is it. So a lot of people don't, they say, how did Jesus change the world? This is how he changed the world. He rejected all the methods of the devil. He rejected all their methods. And then stayed with the method of God. Can somebody say amen to that? All glory to God. Okay, so now we come to the final temptation. You know, that is what we call the abuse of faith. The abuse of faith. It happened in the Indonesian revival. You see, some people were going somewhere to preach. But by the time they came, the boats have left. Okay, the boats have left. There's no more boat to cross. So they were going to go back. They say, hey, those people will be disappointed. Then somebody said, ah, but didn't Jesus walk on the water? So the leader stepped into the water. Ah, he found somewhere to put his leg. So he walked across. Other people followed him. And they all walked across. It was a miracle. But then there was a place where there was flood. Two young men said, flood care. Jesus walked on water. They entered the water and they drowned. Yes. You see? So he said, Maybe you have faith. Jump down now. God will carry you. God will carry you. Maybe God said he will carry you. You know? In Psalm 91, he said he will carry you. So jump. He will carry you. Jesus said, I don't test God. But if in the course of ministry, you know, if as I'm doing what God wants, there is a need to jump, I will jump. But not that I just suddenly come out and say, hey, power deal. By the time they pick you up, I don't know whether you'll still be on this side with us. That is it. So it's important for you and I to understand how Jesus did this work. Okay? It is not, and you can see that Jesus walked on water. He walked on water, you know. But that day he walked on water. What did the Bible say? That he finished praying. By the time he came down, all the boats have gone. And he was going to meet with the disciples. So he just walked on the water to meet them. But the next day, he didn't walk on the water to come back home. He entered the boat. He didn't say, yesterday I walked on the water, so today let me continue walking on the water. No, it was not for show. Let us understand what Jesus did so that we too, you know, amen, praise the Lord. So that you and I, we can follow the same way and see what God will do for us here. You know, there's no magic to it. Our Lord Jesus Christ was very careful, you know. And do you know something about that wilderness temptation? It's the same thing that is happening to you and I. The same three temptations. That's why he went through those temptations. To show you that you are not having anything different. It's the same thing. You know, you have student school fees. You don't have the money. They come to office to collect a form. You say, you collect form for free? No, don't collect form for free. Those of us here that are giving it, won't we eat something? I thought they'd pay you salary. No, salary is for a different thing, but we need to chop here. That is it, you know. So you need money, but is that the way to collect it? If you say no, rather than do that, let the children stay at home. That's when the miracle will come. That's when the miracle will come, you know. So if you can believe, all things are possible. That's how people are having unbelievable testimonies of divine intervention in their lives. Because they're saying, no, it's not that way. No, it's not that way. I cannot do that way. I cannot follow that way. Jesus said, no, I need bread now. I'm very hungry, but I cannot produce it that way. Yes, I need power and influence. Yes, and money, plenty, you know. But I cannot get it that way. No. It's all about the way, all about the method, all about the approach. Once you and I get it right, the power does what? Comes down. Because that's what the Bible said. That when Jesus finished the wilderness temptation, he came back in the power of who? The Holy Spirit. That's what happens. There's no magic to it. When you and I pass the temptation test, you know, the power will come down. And then he arrives in the synagogue in Nazareth. What did he say? The Spirit of the Lord God is where? Upon me. Yes. Yes. Because he passed the temptation. He passed the temptation. But if we are committing mayhem, committing iniquity, and we are saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, that's a joke. That's a joke. Because it doesn't work that way. Can somebody say amen to that? So it's important for you and I to embrace the ways that Jesus accomplished this. Okay? And when he finished, then there was an explosion. When the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, the work that he did began to be revealed. Even though they were not educated, even though they were illiterate, even though they didn't go to school, did they do the work? Yes! Because it's not about degree. It is about the quality of the relationship with God. It's not about the degree. You see? It's not about where you come from. It's not about your social connections. No, it is about the quality of life that God endorses. That's what you and I should be looking for in our lives. Don't mind what other people are doing. Don't mind what they're doing. Just focus. Follow the path that Jesus took. Resist all those temptations. Say no. You know, a lot of people are in adultery. They say, well, because my husband is not cooperating, because my wife is not cooperating. Yes, your husband is not cooperating. Yes, your wife is not cooperating. Oh, but is that the way? You see, that is the point. You have to make choices and say, no, no, I cannot do that because of that. No. So when we say that, that's when the anointing will come down. Because we are making the right decisions. We are saying no to what is wrong. We are refusing to be part of the mess. We are saying no to evil. Then the power of God will come down. And that's why, when that power comes, the people that will carry it, you may not have had their name before. Because the anointing doesn't hang in the air. Know that. You see, on the day of Pentecost, the power came on people. Okay? So, when the power begins to come down now, the people that will carry it, you may not have known their name, but in their life, they are passing this test that Jesus passed. They are saying in their lives, no, I cannot do it this way. No, I cannot do it this way. No, I cannot yield to that. No, no, no. And God is taking a record. Yes, God is taking record. That's why when Jesus came to baptism, as a carpenter from Nazareth, the backwoods of nowhere, God spoke, this is my beloved son in whom I am what? Well pleased. And then heavens opened. And then the power came down. And then everything else is history. Can somebody say amen to that? So it is important for you and I, you know, that to brace up. That's why the Apostle Paul, you know, he had a lot of need as an itinerant evangelist. You know what an itinerant evangelist is? He doesn't have house. He's just going from place to place. Yes, he doesn't have any particular house. If he comes here, anybody that offers house, he will stay there. You know, and whatever food they give him, he will eat. So, you know, sometimes nobody may offer. Sometimes nobody will send any money. You know, and some people will say, if nobody's sending money, let us start some kind of new offering. Anybody who wants to be blessed here, okay, If you bring 10,000 naira, when I lay hands on you, naira will begin to flow. Yes, that is it. Because nobody is bringing money. We have to find a way to, to bring the money. You know, that is it. That's how all kinds of strange doctrines are coming out. You know, but no, Paul said, no, I won't do that. I won't do that. He said, I have learned how to have plenty. I have learned how to be what? Hungry. Yes, I've learned how to be hungry. So if God didn't send anything, I will go on compulsory fast. Yes, that is it. So you wonder, why was he able to preach so many, write so many books, do so? Yes, that is the reason. That is the reason. He followed the road that Jesus followed. You know, he didn't abuse his position, didn't abuse his privileges. He stayed the course. Brethren, that's what you and I need to do for the anointing to come down. A righteous Nigeria is in the pipeline of God. Prophecy has revealed it. He said there will be a time of corruption. Okay? The place will stink. And you and I see the place is stinking. You know? I woke up one morning. They say you are band A. Since that band A, I have not had rest. You know? Yes. You know? Every day I'm asking, is the meter finished? They say, doctor, Okudie is tiny. You know? Doctor, you need to buy again. Or you need to buy. I used to buy like twice a month. Twice. Now, every week I must buy. Every week I must buy. That is band A. Do you know that people are calling party rejoicing that they demoted them to band B? That is how Nigeria is now. When they demote you, you say hallelujah. You know, if you see how people are shouting, hallelujah, they demote us back. So now demotion is a good thing. So the whole place is upside down. But there's a prophecy that said this same place that is upside down is going to be known for what? Righteousness. The question is, are there people who believe it? You know, and if you believe it, then look at the temptation. Okay? It's not about the needs you have in your life. It's about how you meet them. So if you meet them the wrong way, the anointing won't come down. If you meet them the way Jesus met them, the anointing will come down. And the anointing will come down and it will stay. And it will stay. Everywhere you go, the power of God will come down. That's why we are here. To raise men and women for God who will rise up. It's not about church. It's not about denomination. It's about the kingdom of God. Okay, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. God's favorite house is your academy. You know, I see all the 6 programs. Yes, training the people, okay, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. That's what it's all about. But walk in it they must so that they can have endorsement from heaven. This is my beloved son, and in whom I am what? Well pleased. And then the power of God will come down. And then it will sweep the nation. Because you see, if you and I carry the power of God, everywhere we go, the power will come down. Okay? You go to your office, you say, Lord, because I'm in this office, this evil here must what? Stop. You thought it was a simple matter. The spirit comes down and people are coming to you. See, that thing you said that day is correct. I will not do this thing again. It's God. You know that God has come down. I'm bringing. See, when God comes down, people are convicted, they are converted, they are repenting by the power of God. That's what we want to see. It's not by persuasion. You know, if you try to persuade people to stop doing something wrong, okay, you persuade them, they say, okay, it's true, let us stop this thing. Then he goes home, the wife said, did you bring any money? He said, no, we have repented of all those things. Repent here. Please go back and bring the money, repent. See your head, repent. Now you write Bible, repent. And then he goes back and continues again. But when he's convicted, He said, even if we starve, I will not what? Do it again. Because the anointing has come down. So it's important to understand how this works. Because I've seen it before. I've seen it before in this country in the 70s. When the anointing came down, professors are calling us. We have juju under our bed. Come and help us destroy it. People are saying, we have this, we have that. I did a revival in my church years ago. One woman came and said, I've told my husband, we need to carry out this thing under the bed. We need to carry it under the bed. I said, where's your husband? He said, do you have something under the bed? He said, you must bring it. You must bring it to church. They went and brought it. Calabash, tortoise. Yes, they're coming to church with calabash and tortoise under the bed. How will the power come down? How will the power come down? You know? In the night, they're going to Babalawo in Okudikupa Waterside. You know? And then they're coming to church, rubbing their pocket. You think they're praying? No, they're not praying. They're rubbing their, you know. It's time for you and I to say, no, we will bring the anointing that will bring conviction and conversion. And then the place will change. And do you know, when the place changes, all of us will what? Benefit. They will demote all of us back to band B. Let us pray, my brother. He said, this is possible. It is possible. Jesus did it. He did it. So you and I can do it. He did it. And he showed us the way he did it. He rejected all the methods of the world. He rejected all the methods of the devil. He rejected all the methods of devils. And so God anointed his work. And because of that, you and I are Christians today. The carpenter of Nazareth, who lived in obscurity, he is our Lord and Savior 2,000 years after. That's why, because he did it God's way. And you and I, for Nigeria to become a righteous nation that will influence and impact the world, you and I must rise up and live the life of Christ so that the power can come down. The power has to come down. Nobody can do it any other way. The power has to come down. So begin to say to him, Lord Jesus, from today, I will live life your way. I want to see a righteous Nigeria in my lifetime. I want to see a righteous Nigeria in my lifetime. Breathe on me, O God. Give me a new life today. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit purge my life of everything that offends, so that the kingdom of God will begin to manifest everywhere I am. Let him breathe on me. Let him breathe on me. Let the Holy Ghost now breathe on me. Oh, let him breathe on me. Let him breathe on me. Let the Holy Ghost now breathe on me. Are you here this morning and you are genuinely repenting and saying, Lord, I have not always done it your way in the past, but from today, I will begin to do it your way so that your power will come upon me. Is there someone praying that prayer this afternoon or this morning still? Is there someone praying this prayer? Oh God, I want the Holy Ghost to come upon me. I will do things your way. I'll be a husband your way. I'll be a wife your way. I will be a child your way. Is there someone? I want to pray with you. You're saying, Lord Jesus, I want to do things your way. I've never done things your way. I've never given my life to you. But from today, everything will be different. You've given your life to Christ, then talk to God and say, Lord, now I know that it is men and women who carry the anointing. The anointing doesn't float in the air. Jesus carried the anointing. The Holy Ghost came upon him. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came on the people individually, one by one. So people carry the anointing. It doesn't float in the air. Let me be a vessel for the anointing. I will be a husband, Yahweh. I will be a wife, Yahweh. I will be a doctor, Yahweh. I will be a nurse, Yahweh. I will be an engineer, Yahweh. I will do things, Yahweh. I will be a secretary, Yahweh. I will be an accountant, Yahweh. That is it. That's what God is looking for. I will say no to all the ways of the devil, all the ways of the world. I will say no. I want to carry the anointing, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Let me be a vessel. I'll be a driver. I'll be a mechanic. I'll be whatever you are. I will be for God. I'll be for Christ. So that the anointing can come upon me. That's what we need for a righteous Nigeria to emerge. Carriers of the anointing. Men and women who are carrying the anointing because of the life they live. God is endorsing their life. The way they do their business. The way they do their shop, the way they sell in their shop, God is endorsing them. That's what will bring the anointing down. Say, Lord, I want you to endorse me. I want you to endorse me. I want my life to carry the anointing of God. In this season, when God is about to turn Nigeria into a righteous Nigeria, let me be one of the people carrying the anointing. Oh God, touch my life. Empower me. Stir me up in my spirit as I go to my work. Everywhere I go, let me know that I desire to carry the anointing. And because of that, so many things are taboo and out of bounds for me. Our Lord Jesus said in John 17:19, He said, for their sake, I sanctify myself. Yes. For the sake of the anointing, I sanctify myself. Because I desire to carry the anointing, I sanctify myself. I will no longer join the world. I will no longer join the devil. Father, please touch me. Lead me, O thou Spirit of the living God. Just like you led Jesus through the wilderness of temptation. Lead me through all my wildernesses of temptation. That I may come out with the anointing. Bristling on my life. Nothing will take away the anointing from my life. Father, raise in God's favorite house. Men and women. Who carry the anointing. Old and young. Small and big. May there arise in this place. Men and women who carry the anointing. So that as the revival comes. This place will be a center of the revival. All to the glory of your holy name. Lord, we are so grateful. For the entrance of your word gives light. It makes wise that simple. Empower us by your spirit. Quicken us in the inner man. Remind us of the truth of your word. That Jesus lived in this way for the power of God to come on him. And there will be no difference for us. We too must live the same way so the power of God can come down on us. Lord, we commit to live the life of Christ. May your spirit help us all the days of our lives. And may this righteous Nigeria become a reality. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe, oh God, that this righteous Nigeria will take place in our lifetime. all to the glory of your most holy name. For it is in Jesus' awesome name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Hallelujah.